Earlier holdouts like Democrat Bob Wirtz joined the majority on the Natural Resources Committee in approving changes regulating high-capacity wells. The senator from Pleasant Prairie said amendments had restored balance to a bill he originally felt was tilted toward business. Environmentalists aren't entirely happy, though. They did get protection for generally smaller trout streams with lower water quality, but they did not get more regulation of water coming from natural springs. Jeff Smith is with the Wisconsin State Council of Trout Unlimited.
The size of springs is a concern. One cubic foot per second equates to basically one high-capacity well, so it's hundreds of thousands of gallons going out per day.
The author of the bill, Senator Neil Kinsey of Elkhorn, says the definition of what's considered a spring requiring protection could be changed by a new advisory committee. Currently, there's no state inventory of where major springs are located in the state or their volume. If the legislation's approved, the advisory committee would also look at the depletion of groundwater in southeastern Wisconsin. Kinsey says the groundwater protection bill is based on science, not emotion. He says it would not prevent high-capacity wells like that sought by Perrier before opposition by local residents drove the water bottling company elsewhere. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.